Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now, there are many blessings of sending Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, today we try to look for a quick fix. And one of the best solutions to all your possible problems is Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal writes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and has attained salvation from the fire of hell. Allah Almighty will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah, look at the great reward. How long does it take to recite Durood-e Paak 100 times? Maybe 2-3 minutes? I just want you to think about that, because just imagine, you get up in the morning, you have all these things to do, and you recite, you know, you read your Fajr and you recite a tasbih of Durood-e Paak 100 times, with the intention that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to help me. Wherever you go, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal will ensure that you're successful in what you do. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Now, we've come here today, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. We've come to the beautiful Ijma' of Dawat Islami. But the more intentions you make, the greater the reward. So if you've come with the intention of listening to the bayan and, you know, going back and spending some time in the masjid, that's beautiful. But if you increase that, your reward will increase. So if you make the intention, I'm going to listen to the entire bayan, I'm going to sit in a respectful manner, I'm going to try and learn things, I'm going to try and pass them on to others, I'm going to try and implement them in my life, all of these things will increase the reward that you have. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala's blessings are looking for a little bit of intention. You don't have to do the actions. This is the beauty of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just your intentions will get you the reward. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to talk about a very special day. This day has been described in approximately over 100 different terms in the Quran. It's been described as Judgment Day, the day the deeds are weighed, the day of attendance, the day of disgrace for some people, the day of accountability, the day of regret, the severe day, the day of gathering, the day of fear, the day of resurrection, the day the book of deeds are opened, the day of promise, the day of rebuke, the day of accounting, the day of meeting, the day of calling, the day of gathering, the day of decision or distinction. And that is just some of the names of the day of judgment. Now today, especially our youngsters are fascinated by the signs of the day of judgment and everything else. But what do we know about the day of judgment? What have we read about this amazing day? This frightful day, this terrifying day. Only Allah Almighty, and through the knowledge that He's given to His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have knowledge of the Day of Judgment. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us so many signs that the books are full of them. Yet, although we quote them to try and kind of make conversation in our gatherings, do we really take heed from them? Let me start with a beautiful hadith in Mubarak. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala says that we were sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a man walked in. Now, this man was very strange. Look at the observations of the Blessed Companions. He said, the man was strange because he wasn't from Madinatul Munawwara. And yet there were no signs of travel on his clothes. His clothes were perfect. His hair was perfect. He was perfect. He sat down. He had extraordinary black hair. No signs of journeying. And he came and sat next to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, his knees were touching the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me about Islam." Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Islam is to testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. That you perform prayer, pay zakat, observe fasting during Ramadan, perform Hajj of the Kaaba, provided you from the means of traveling to it." Now the man said, "You have spoken the truth." And the companions and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu says, we were surprised by this because he asks a question, he gets a reply, and then he confirms it himself. He then responds, "Inform me, what is Iman?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, "It is to believe in Allah Almighty, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and that you believe in destiny, it's good and it's bad." Again he said, "You have spoken the truth. Tell me about Ihsan." This is an interesting one. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is to worship Allah Almighty as if you are seeing Him. But if you cannot reach that, if you cannot see Him, indeed He sees you." Then he asked the final question. He said, "Inform me about the hour, the day of judgment." Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "The one being questioned about it does not have more knowledge of it than the one who questions." The man said, "Inform me about its signs." Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "The slave girl will give birth to her own master. And you will find barefooted, naked, poor shepherds competing against one another in the construction of tall buildings." The man then got up and departed. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu says, we stayed for a while. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to me and said, "O Umar, do you know who the questioner was?" I replied, "Allah Almighty and His Messenger know best." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He was Jibreel. He came to teach you your religion." SubhanAllah. And in this beautiful hadith of Mubarakah, there are a lot of madni pearls, some of which we're going to touch on today. One thing, angels are made of light. Nur. But in this hadith of Mubarakah, it's quite clear from the companions that that nur, that light, came in a human form. So it's possible for nur, light, to come in a human form. This is why we say that although Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was human, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur as well. And this hadith of Mubarakah sheds light on this, that a nuri creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, a normal, if I can call it normal, nuri creation of Allah Azza wa Jal can come in the form of a human being. Then the best of creation and the best of the nur that Allah Azza wa Jal created can also come in human form. And that is our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, I am but a human like you." But then said, "Ayyukum mithli, who amongst you is similar to me? None of you are like me." And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast for days and used to say to the companions, "You can't compare to me. Allah Azza wa Jal feeds me. You're not like me," because the best of creation was totally, totally amazing. Now, so far as the Day of Judgment is concerned, that's what we want to briefly touch on today. Because this was a very interesting hadith of Mubarakah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave its signs before it arrived. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about the signs of the Day of Judgment and detailed every little sign that was about to happen. Some of those signs we see today, others will come. But let me start with the ones that were quoted in the hadith of Mubarakah. Because in this, there is a great lesson for the youth of today. I want the youngsters to listen to this very carefully. Because you will remember, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two signs. A slave girl will give birth to her master. Now the scholars write in relation to this, that what it means is that when children these days grow up, they treat their mother so badly that they treat her like a servant. Now tell me the truth. Isn't that something that's happening these days? Your mothers cook for you, clean, iron your clothes, do everything. But when was the last time you appreciated it? In fact, when something happens that you don't like, you rebuke them. The old woman doesn't know anything. The old man doesn't know anything. You know, your very actions are signs of judgment day. Those of you who shout at their parents, those of you who rebuke their parents, who swear at their parents, who disobey their parents, you are fulfilling the signs of judgment day. You know, your mother spends hours cooking for you. You go, I don't want to eat this. Nauzubillah, a lot of them say, no, this is rubbish. You're calling food. You know, there's 70% of the world starving. She spent 3 hours cooking a meal for you. And you just break her heart. And then you don't appreciate it. These are the signs that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pointing out. Now the shame is this. The embarrassing part is this. That if it was non-Muslims doing it who weren't aware of this, then it'd be a different story. But Muslims, those who Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught that Jannat lies at your mother's feet. Your success in life depends on your parents. You know, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla lies in the pleasure of your father. And yet those ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ignore those amazing teachings and follow the way of the wrong people. Then, the second, I don't even need to expand upon this. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be people, barefooted Bedouins, poor shepherds, competing to construct tall buildings. You've heard this example many times. Now, 100 years ago, you wouldn't know. But today, when you go to the Middle East, there are so many examples of this that it baffles the intellect. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted it so clearly. If you look at the history of the United Arab Emirates and these areas, today, the flourishing and the high skyscrapers and everything else. But go back 50, 80, 90 years, and they were actually desert Bedouins and shepherds. And that is exactly what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. I'm going to give you a few more signs before I move on. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith in Barka, said, knowledge will be lifted, meaning the scholars will be taken away. Today, we're seeing that. You know, we don't give credence to the scholars. This society, it's played a very deceptive trick on us. It's a trick that has left us in destruction. Where were we going to get our guidance from? We were going to get the guidance from scholars. We were going to get the guidance from those in the Madani environment. We were going to get the guidance from, alhamdulillah, the Madni Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami, the Ijtamaz of Dawat-e-Islami, and the Masajid, and where, you know, these amazing programs and mehfils happen. What has the shaitan done? It's made a whole generation shy away from the Masajid. It's made a whole generation ignorant of the scholars. And gradually, we're starting to lose the scholars, and we're starting to follow ignorant people. One of the signs of Judgment Day, when there are no scholars, people will turn to ignorant people for guidance. And today, when you go onto these TV channels and you look around, that is exactly what is happening. That is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted. Ignorant leaders will give verdict without knowledge, misguiding themselves and others. Ignorance will be widespread. Immorality and alcoholism will be common. Now, today, in the palm of your hands. You know, in the olden days, you had to go out to do guna. Today, it's in the palm of your hand. Nobody's watching. But whether it was then or now, Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. But do we fear? You, if you're sat next to me, you might fear that I can't look at anything wrong on my phone. But when you're alone, you think you can. What is the difference? I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm not writing your deeds. But Allah Azza wa Jal is. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, men will decrease in number, women will increase so much that 50 women will be looked after by one man. Wealth will become abundant, and we're seeing that now. Remaining steadfast upon Islam will be like grasping a burning piece of coal. You know, today, those who decorate their faces with the beard, people start to, you know, call them names. Those who start to come to the namaz, people start to call them names. This is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted. Ek zamana tha, you know, somebody had a beard and somebody came to the masjid, people used to give, you know, witness his iman. Iman ki gawahi dete the. Today, it's the opposite. People start to say bad things about him. Somebody is doing madani work. You know, if somebody's doing wrong outside, nobody will go and stop him. Not my business. No, I don't want to get involved. Two people are fighting. No, I don't want to get involved. Lekin, they'll come to the masajid. They'll criticize the imam sahab. They'll criticize the committee. And they'll criticize everybody else. And they'll cause destruction. This is the problem. Remaining steadfast and upon Islam and doing the work of deen. In this environment, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this was the test on the times of judgment. There will be no blessings in time. Listen to this one. There will be no blessing in time. Years will feel like months. Months will feel like weeks. Weeks will feel like days. And days will pass by like something burning away quickly. Isn't that what's happening now? It will become difficult to pay zakat and people will think it's a fine. Knowledge will disappear. Husbands will be obedient to their wives, disobedient to their parents. People will give tarjih, they will give precedent to good relations, their friends over their parents. Now, youngsters, I want you to listen very carefully. Today, if your mate says something bad to you, you think, oh, it's all right, it's my mate, man, he gets away with it. But if your dad says something you don't like, what do? You shout and scream at him. This is a sign of judgment day. Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Your mates can get away with whatever they want. But if you know your father tells you something nicely, you shout at him. You rebuke him, you break his heart. These are signs of judgment day. These are the signs that we have left the deen, the companions got from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and passed on to us. Music is widespread. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted this. Today we think nothing of it. We curse our generations that have gone by. What did our elders do? What's my dad done for me? Our Rukni Shura Nigran Sahib, he says, I went to one Fatiha and I said to the lad, young lad, I said, but afsosi, your father's passed away. And he said, what are you doing afsos for? All he's left is this house. And Khalid Bhai said, I was speechless. All I could say is, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What can you say to that? Cursing earlier generations, humiliated people who do not have any standing will get respect. You know, the imam of a masjid or imam will walk into a room and test this. And the people just stay there. Fatiha ho, ya koi aur ho. They'll just stay there. And a rich man who probably doesn't even know how to do ghusl properly will walk in. They'll all stand up and greet him. We're giving, you know, respect to those who don't deserve it. And those who deserve that honor and respect, we ignore. These are all the signs of judgment day. What we need to do is change. The most important thing is preserving your iman in the world we live in. Because that's your greatest treasure. It's not money, it's not wealth, it's not properties, it's not cars. It's protecting your iman. Because today, the biggest thieves are of the iman. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the blessings and barakats of the teachings of Allah Hazrat. And the final reminder is this, life is very short. You know, even the youngsters, you grow up very quickly. Life is what you make it. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami gives you a full life. You've got the Thursday Ijtamaz. You've got the Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, you've got Madani Channel. You've got Madrasa. You've got Jamiat. You've got a full network. Come into the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami and watch how your life changes, especially those who are born and bred in this country. I would say to you that, and I'm not saying this as a boast, because there's nothing to boast about, but you know, people like myself who are born and bred in this country, good jobs and everything else, we could have been anywhere. And it's scary. I sometimes speak to Rukneshwara Khalid Bhai, and he says it's scary. Khalid Bhai is a computer engineer, and he had a very lucrative job. He used to earn hundreds of pounds an hour. And yet, you know, we always sometimes wonder where we would be if it wasn't for the Madni environment of Dawat Islam and keeping us on the straight and narrow. This is why we say, come to the Madni environment of Dawat Islam. Bring your children. Get them in the madrasas. Send them to the jamias. Teach them. Make them hafiz the Quran. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this Madni environment will help protect your iman and keep you close to the best of creation and keep you close to Medina. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Stay, O Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Stay.